Hello, welcome back to Galvanize after a few weeks of us taking a break. Personally, I have been planning and hosting a ball, which was so fun, but man, it takes up your time. So I'm glad to finally present the second half of the Miss Scotland finalists, who are really worth getting to know. So take the time to enjoy this podcast, listen to the little snippets of our conversations, and join me in wishing him the best of luck for the final, which is a week on Friday. First up is Jennifer McFadgen, who is 25, from Glasgow.
Primary teaching, so it's primary education you're interested in, isn't it? Can you tell us a wee bit about that, please?
Yeah, so before I actually went into teaching, I studied social sciences, and the subjects I learned about there were Scottish history, French and social policy. And from there, I went on to complete my degree in primary education studies and work in a primary school. I've been working in a department where all of the children have additional support needs. And then after summer, I've got plans to go back to university again and study a postgraduate. I'd like to specialise in working with children with additional support needs. So children who have social, emotional or physical factors that affect their learning, or medical needs or disorders like autism spectrum disorder. And I've completed training in music therapy, which is really beneficial for children with ASN. So I'd like to be able to use that in the future as well.
Yeah, oh my God, you sound so busy. I can't believe you've just finished a year of teaching and you're going to go study yourself. That must take some motivation.
Yeah, so teaching over the last year has been very different, very challenging as well. I think a lot of people have got a bit of experience that too from all of the learning that's been going on at home. So I'm quite excited to go back and be a learner myself again.
I know, and I think there's something so refreshing about learning something new, and especially after the year we've had being cooped up in our houses, it'd be lovely to just gain some new skills and see where that takes you.
Definitely, I'm so looking forward to it.
Well, you're certainly busy, that thing is clear. What do you like to do in your spare time to chill out and take a breather?
Well, when you could travel, that was absolutely one of my favourite things to do. I've been incredibly lucky to have been able to visit 42 different countries, and as soon as we're able to, I'd love to get back out and see some more. Back in 2019, I was offered the opportunity to work for an airline in Dubai as a flight attendant, and had always wanted to see as much of the world as possible and take a little study break at some point as well. So I went for it and it was amazing. I got to experience so many different cultures and meet some really amazing people from all over the world, and it also gave me a little bit of language experience. I'm quite interested in language. I've studied French, and one of the ways we communicate with the children and additional support needs is by using Makaton, which is a form of sign language. Mm-hmm. And I went to one of the very few Gaelic medium schools in Scotland, so got the chance to experience some of our own language there. And one thing I'd love to be able to do in my own career is to try and help keep that language alive in some way by teaching it to the children I work with.
Next, we have Shannon Diamond, who's 24, from Glasgow.
And I think we should start off by talking about your job, which I think is very exciting. And it was your job as a travel agent. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So I absolutely love my job. I've been a travel agent for about 8 years. I started with Thomas Cook as an apprentice, and just it just went from there. But I love it. It's so fun. You get to meet new people every day. You're making kind of people's dreams come true as well, obviously with putting their holidays together. And it is great. It has been challenging the last year or so, but it's definitely, we're going to get back to normal, and hopefully everybody's going to be on their holidays soon enough.
Oh, fingers crossed. I really hope to be on a plane ASAP.
Definitely. If I have to walk to Tenerife at this rate, I will.
Yeah, same. I'll be there with you. So what is it about being a travel agent that you love? Like, was it something that you'd always saw yourself doing when you were in school?
To be honest, Karen, when I was at school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I, when I left and obviously that opportunity came up, I was like, do you know what, great, it sounds amazing. I love kind of learning new things. I love going on holiday. So I thought to myself, I was like, do you know what, it's probably ideal. It's a happy job as well, because obviously everyone who comes in and books a holiday, they're happy. Yeah. So you don't really get any, there isn't really any bad days. What I do like about it as well is it's different every day, so it's not the same thing. And obviously the perks and stuff like that are good as well. I think you get some good discounts and stuff, so that's always a bonus.
Sounds like it ticks all the boxes, to be honest, of what you want for a job.
100% amazing. It's really, really fun. I would recommend it to anybody who wants to do it.
And this year has been a bit challenging, though, hasn't it, for the travel industry? Yeah.
So, well, I used to work for a company and I got made redundant last July just due to the impact with it. So did a lot of my other colleagues, which was a shame. I obviously hadn't done it for a year. So going back in, to it, it is challenging, obviously, with all the restrictions and things like that for going away. We are hoping that as the kind of year goes on that it does pick up, but I'm just so grateful to be back. You really do not know how much you miss something until you don't have it, especially for that long.
I completely agree, and I'm so happy for you that you're back doing what you love and clearly doing what you're meant to do.
Thank you so much. I do, I love it, it's amazing.
And I love holidays so much, but what I also love is animals, and you also love them too. So let's talk about your love for animals. And you sponsor a couple of them, don't you?
Yes, so I sponsor a gorilla, I sponsor an elephant, and I sponsor two dogs and dogs trust. I just love them. I just think we don't deserve them. They are amazing. They're just the best wee things ever. They're so innocent, especially dogs. Dogs are probably my favourite. I've got a blue Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Stan, and he's honestly the cutest wee thing that you've ever seen. He's gorgeous. I'm just biased, but I genuinely love him so much. He's my best friend.
Next up, we have Antonia Healy, who's 25, from East Kilbride.
Oh, that's so exciting. And you've actually had another wee exciting moment in your life where you're working towards a teaching qualification, which is huge. But before we get into that, how about we talk about your love of sport and how that's led to you to be where you are now?
So I have always been very, very passionate about sport. I initially loved sport in school. It was the main essential subject that I really, really, really enjoyed, and I knew in school that's all I wanted to do. So I was taking higher PE, and I was also doing, you know, sport and rec PE. I was just always wanting to be involved in PE, so much so that even in my free periods I would actually go and help the younger classes in PE as well. I would also go and volunteer at an additional needs school and do voluntary work on multi-game sports there as well. I just absolutely love all things sport and health and well-being. I just think mentally as well as physically, it's amazing for you. So I went from there to college because I only went into school when I was 4. So I was a bit younger than my friends and I just didn't feel ready to go to university. So went and did my HND at college and came out with an A, and that was great. So I got into university, did my BSc in sports coaching. And then from there, I took a year out and started my own business and personal training, which I adore. I absolutely love it. I just love working with people, never mind children. But then I just thought, why am I not becoming a PE teacher? I should have just done my PDGE. So I applied for it, and there's only 17 spaces, and over, I think it's maybe 300 or 400 people apply for the position. So it was a long shot, and the interview was about 7 hours long. It was mental. And essentially, you're just a waiting game. You're waiting for them to get back to you. And they got back to me, said I got on the course, and I thought, well, what's for you won't go by you, so I should go and do it. So went and did it and just finished my PTGE, and maybe the worst time in the world to do it, because yeah, Obviously virtual. But I've done it, I've come out of it, finished both placements, adored it, and I've actually just been told I'm going to return to my old high school to actually do my probation year, which is amazing.
Oh my God, wow, that's came full circle for you.
Full circle.
Okay. Well, congratulations, what a huge, huge part of your life to start doing a career that you love. And let me see, if you follow Antonia on Instagram, you can tell that you love sport. It's so lovely to hear something that you're so passionate about is translating to your full-time job, and I'm so buzzing for you, and all the congratulations in the world for that.
Next up is Shelley Smith, who's 21 and from Kilwinning.
And I would love to talk to you about your apprenticeship. I think that's something really cool and something that a lot of people want to know about.
Yeah, right, okay. So my apprenticeship with the council is early years in education. So I am training to be an early years practitioner with North Yorkshire Council. I love it. It's actually my favourite thing in the world. I've always wanted to go into teaching. I always thought about primary teaching, and then this opportunity came up and I was like, why not just apply for it? You're actually there working for 2 years instead of having to sit and study. I still need to study, but I'm more on the job, which is more for me. So this is my first year of it. My first year went in January. So far my first placements, it's been amazing. I've actually loved it so much. I've got so many attachments to so many children. It's such a rewarding job. So that was like the first end of term there, summer. Mm-hmm. So like seeing your little children go into primary one, and it's just, oh, it's so special. I love it. Like, I've got such an important job, like developing children's minds, and I don't think people realise how important it is. And oh, I just love it. It's my favourite thing in the world. And like, who doesn't love to run about with children all day?
Oh, what an amazing job. And you're right, those early years are so key for them to pick up all the skills and learning. I think that's such a fun job. It sounds like you have a great time and can be a bit of a child yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Literally, I'm the teacher that's running about with the boys in my back being a dinosaur, like being a T-Rex.
Oh, that's amazing. So is working with children something you've always wanted to do?
I think I'm a big sister to four, so I'm quite, I think I'm just nurturing. I think it's just in me to be quite a nurturing person. So I think working with young people has always just been something I'm just so natural to it. I love it. I think it's just me, just part of who I am.
And I love what you say about you've taken the more practical route. Like you said, uni's a bit more book heavy. You have to study more. And I respect that you just kind of like to go out, do the job and learn there. I think it's fantastic.
And I don't think, especially in early years, I think it's so hard to study them unless you're actually there, because every child's so different. And I was a bit naive to like how the development of their brain works and like how child trauma can affect like how a child is. Like, I didn't really know any of that, whereas now I'm like, oh goodness, the first few years are so important.
So true. Yeah. And not only are you amazing at working with children, you also love animals. We've got another animal lover this year. Everyone's going to get another one. Tell us what it
is. So I have four cats, a dog, and then I've also got siblings. They're also animals. So like, our house is a bit crazy. We do have such a crazy house, but yeah, they're my babies. Like, you should see me in my bed. It's just like a pile of animals and me somewhere in the middle.
That sounds bliss, especially on a Sunday after a wild Saturday night, to just chill there with all your
animals. There's nothing better. So much better than a relationship. Only two cats, my dog.
They're never going to chat back to you. They're just going to be.
No, that's it.
Next up is Tony McGill, who is 21 and from Motherwell.
Well, yeah. I want to get into talking about what you've been up to over the past few years. And nursery teaching and being a nursery practitioner is something that you've done for a while now, hasn't it? Can you tell us?
Well, I did it a few years ago. I started that when I was 16. And it's always something that I'd wanted to do. I love kids, and I just love that wee bond that you got with them. It was so exciting, and basically I just love doing it. So I was focusing on getting my qualification for that, and after a year of doing that, I finally got my qualification. I started off in the toddler room, so that was the kind of younger kids, and then I moved up to the preschool room, so that was basically just getting kids ready for school and a wee bit more structure and learning and stuff like that. And then I quit in the nursery and I moved abroad.
Oh my god, that's so exciting. Where did you move? Summer sunny.
I moved over to Marbella, so I done a bit of traveling there. I loved it.
What about Marbella made you want to go there? apart from the sun?
So I had family. I have family over there. My dad, he lives in Marbella. So I kind of just went over there and visited him and stuff. And I just really, really enjoyed it. I was like, I want to stay here. So I stayed there. I was there for 6 months. Just explored the fully Marbella and got to know how what it was like to live over the other side of the world, basically. Yeah. And then at Christmas time there, I went to Bali in Indonesia. So I was there for 4 months. So I kind of escaped the full lockdown and coronavirus sort of thing. And it was just amazing to see what it was like across the other side of the world. It's so different to what it's like here, and I just loved it.
Oh, I am so envious. I'm sitting here listening to you like,
yeah,
these are all the things that I want to do, and she's just been living her best life. I'm
so yeah. But it was amazing, honestly, to see how other people live. Obviously, Indonesia is a very, it's like a, in Bali, it's a small island, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's just amazing.
It's a tropical paradise.
Yeah, it's so nice, yeah.
Travel bug, that's for sure.
Yes.
So where's the next on your list?
I don't know. I've always wanted to go back to Marbella, even though I've not been back long. I really want to go back abroad and see what it's like over, like I want to basically just go back to where I was. I loved it there, but I'd love to explore everywhere if I could.
Oh God, that is the dream.
Last but not least, we have Mairead Merlees, who's 24, from Selkirk.
So I'm buzzing to talk to you about your degree. I think it's so fascinating, and I know everyone's going to love it as well. Can you tell us what you went to uni to study, please?
Yes, so I have a BSc Honours in Fashion Technology, and Fashion Technology is more the commercial side of fashion design, so I'm not big on illustration or being dead artsy, so it was a perfect course for me because it combines the marketing, management and business side as well as the construction and pattern cutting, so it's like a good 50-50 mix of practical and, you know, the business side, so that was perfect for me. I never wanted to go to London and, you know, go to a big fashion house or anything. I wanted to stay in Scotland and work in fashion any way I could. So that was the course that would give you the widest knowledge of every part of the industry, essentially.
It sounds fascinating. And I low-key want to go study it now because you have made it sound so exciting. And what is important to you about staying in Scotland? Like, why do you really want to make your career based here?
I'm just Scottish through and through. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I worked in Carlisle for a year after graduating, and it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm at home. I just love Scotland. So yeah, I never wanted to go, and I am. So yeah.
We'll bring the fashion industry up here. Make it happen.
Yeah.
What's your plans for moving this on to the future?
So my final collection for my honours project was actually a gender neutral children's wear collection. I absolutely loved doing the children's wear side of things. It wasn't really the kind of thing that we studied, so that was my choice to do that for my final collection, and I have missed it every day since graduating, and I just feel like it's time now to maybe give it a go. So we have a few things in the pipeline, and hopefully I may be launching a small collection soon.
Oh, amazing. How exciting is that? And I love that you've gone for the children's wear as well, because they are so cute. Like every time I go to the next baby section, I think, I want a baby now. It just makes you like broody. It's so weird.
It was my collection for that. It's so funny, but they really do have the cutest kids' clothes. I love it.
Oh, I love it. And was it an inspiration for the collection? Obviously, it's unisex, but did you have an overarching theme in mind?
Yeah, so it was all based on like space and trying to be like an interactive playwear. So there was a lot of like textures and metallics, and tried to make it slightly educational. So there was some planets and whatnot. It was just quite a fun, colourful, really playful children's collection that could be worn by either gender. So that made it extra cute.
That sounds so exciting, and I actually can't wait to follow this. So I really hope you keep us up to date on social media with everything that you're doing, because I am dying to see this.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, guys. And of course, thank you to all the girls who took part in the interviews. You absolutely smashed it and done yourself proud. Good luck for the final on Friday. I cannot wait to see who I hand the crown over to. And personally, this is the last podcast of me being Miss Scotland. So it's been a fab run. And I will be back next time with more interesting guests. See you then!